Well, when the war started in 1939, I was in business in Levin here as an electrical contractor. And so I was married with three children, and I naturally was able to get for everything for some years. But then in due course, I was called up to go into the forces. At that time, I had staff that were seldom qualified electricians who were able to carry on because they were not physically fit for military service. So I thought I would not appeal against it, which, as being an essential occupation, I could have got out of it. So I went into the Air Force because at that time it was just when the Japanese first came into the war and they were establishing Air Force stations or aerodromes out in the Pacific, and they wanted construction units, which each construction unit used to have several electricians to establish the or install the power supply, diesel, and so that the station would be self-supporting itself in every respect. But I put into the Air Force construction unit and was told the first one coming up, I would be sent there. In the meantime, since it was handy to be, I could go down to the Air Force station here and be their station electrician and do maintenance. Well, I did that for 2 years because every time something cropped up and there was a construction unit for overseas, they said, oh, send a young man that hasn't got a family over there, and I would be left here just doing construction work, or maintenance work, rather, because there was very little construction work. And it suited the people here to have an electrician on the spot, which every time the new officer came and wanted his light shifted in his room, or if they had a concert party coming, I would be asked to fix up the lights for the concert party. It was very convenient for the staff generally out here, which at all times there was about 1,000 training for various jobs. So my duties were very much the same as I would have been doing at home, and was very boring and very uninteresting. The only thing was, towards the end of 1944, about halfway through 44, the government was very conscious of the fact that we would be needing more airmen, and they started training air boys, about 16 or so, at air training schools, which were established in all the towns from the size of Otaki or Fox upwards, up and down the coast. And each of these places had to have rooms which had to be adapted to suit their particular training they were doing. Usually it was only just schoolwork. These places would ask for an electrician to come along and do some work. So I did see most of the southern half of the North Island, places like Napier, Wanganui, Hastings, Taihape, Rarihi, Fox and Levin, Palmerston North. Each one of those had to have some work done there, and I was sent there for sometimes 3 or 4 days to do that. But it was a very uninteresting war for me for that time. When the Air Force Station here in Levin closed down at the end of 1944, I thought I'd be able to get out, but no, they sent me to Waiuru to be a station electrician, they called it, for the overseas signal station at Waiuru, for the Air Force and the Army. That just meant they had to have somebody there in case something went wrong. Well, of course, 75% of the time there was nothing to do at all, again there. So another very boring job. So my career in the Army and Air Force was very, well, I wasn't got the Army or anything at the time, was very uninteresting and boring. So I can't say I enjoyed it. It was the laziest time I had in my life. But it was very, very boring and uninteresting most of the time. So I can't say I have had a very distinguished career during the war. Very thank necessary. You.
Very necessary, I would think. Thank you. Jack just wants